Hey, Michael Steele podcast listeners, Michael Steele here with another quick take from the Michael Steele podcast. Check out what's going on right now.
Appreciate having you in the house for this conversation with my buddy Kurt Bardella, who is, just this country music media guru, which we're going to get into that a little bit because this Asian brother can blow down on some country music. You cannot best him in this genre, folks. Don't even try. And his network and connections there are amazing. But we're going to get into that in a little bit. The word breaking in the last literally 8 or so hours is the president of the United States, after spending some time on the ground in Georgia, and now, of course, on the heels of the shootings in Colorado, has come out with a very, very strong statement around gun control, gun laws in this country, where he's calling for a ban on assault weapons. He's wanting the Congress to move to where the American people are. You and I know this is at this a 90% issue with the American people. And that includes NRA members, Republicans, center-right independents, who wants our leaders to begin to address the level of gun violence in this country. As you rightly noted, we are just now creeping our heads out from under the weight of COVID-19. And literally, folks, within 24, 36 hours, we have 2 mass shootings in different parts of this country. What do you think about what the president is looking to do here? Are we barking up that same tree? And again, what's your take, Kurt, and how this narrative looks and plays out?
You know, I had said, gosh, sometime before the president even announced he was going to run as a candidate, that one of the reasons why he was such an appealing candidate to me was because we were going to have tragic events like this happen and happen repeatedly. And I thought that through his own life story and nobody understands grief like Joe Biden does. Right. And that's what makes him such an effective communicator and playing that role of consoler in chief at times. And I'm heartened to hear him now connect that, you know, that ability to empathize with action. And, you know, I feel as a Democrat here, if we can't get this done right now, having the White House, having a Senate and a House, I don't care how slim the majority is, the American people have given Democrats the reins of power. If you cannot exercise them effectively to do something that more than 70% of Americans agree with.
Right.
This isn't controversial. This isn't even, in my opinion, partisan outside of, you know, the Capitol. Most people in this country want more universal background checks. Most people in this country support banning weapons of war. Most people support having waiting periods and closing gun show loopholes. And if they can't get this done right now, I don't know what the hell they're doing, honestly. And this is going to be, I think, a very instructive exercise at how effective this presidency and the Democrats in general are going to be, because they made the case for 4 years now, give us the reins of power, we will get shit done. This is the put up or shut up moment for them.
Yeah, no, it is. I agree with you there. It is very much a put up or shut up moment. We're either going to begin to tackle this thing as part of the healing narrative that the president has put in front of us. So it's not just healing from COVID. It's not just healing the economy. It's not just dealing with the racial strife around the Asian and Black communities in this country. It is also dealing with the thing that is killing more of us on an annual basis than anything else. Right. And so, look, I'm a strong supporter of the Second Amendment. I always have been. I'm not now a gun owner. I very well may be in about 20 minutes.
you and me both.
Given the way some of these white folks are behaving out here, somebody's going to have to look after my house and my family.
Amen.
But the reality of it is, This is not, let's not get caught up in the bullshit argument that someone's looking to take away your guns. No, that's not what this is about. We're looking to put in place a common sense resolution to the fact that people are dying at the hands of people who may be suffering mental illness, the hands of people who are criminals, the hands of people who, for whatever reason, had a bad day. We have to look at the processes that are in place that allow that to happen. And then correct for them. I mean, it does it substitute out guns and put in some other subject matter and ask yourselves, would you allow it to get that bad?
Right. I mean, the guy in Georgia bought the gun the day that he used it. Like, how is it possible that it's easier to get a gun in Georgia than to vote?
Thank you.
I mean,
and like, you got all those numbnut Republicans right now trying to roll back the vote on black people. Y'all better let them black folks get some vote and some guns, because
that's right.
You know, I mean, but you want to go out there. But the point is, look, you just find ourselves in a situation, Kurt, where we're not dealing with the issue in an honest and forthright way. You've got people who want to demagogue. You got people who want to grift off of it. You got people who want to fundraise off of it. You got people who want to do all kinds of things except deal with the fact that Americans are killing each other, and that we are seemingly doing nothing about it. And that's not okay. It's not okay when 10 people who are just in a grocery store minding their business, or 8 people who are just, you know, carrying on as a business owner or a worker or even a customer in a store, have to worry about, gee, is this the last moment I have on this earth because some guy who can't seem to get himself together sexually wants to come in and blame the Asian community for that. Right. Or some other guy who, for whatever reasons, can't seem to get his life together, wants to go into a store and start using people as target practice. I don't know. I don't know what I'm missing here. I don't understand it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing. It's like, if you were to step outside of this issue and, like I said, replace it with any other thing, if any other thing was causing this type of mayhem, violence, uncertainty, threatening our children, we would do something about
that.
Just even at the micro level, any parent, if something was happening that was threatening your child, you would damn sure do something about that. And I can't likely understand why as a country and as political leaders, that can't happen too, because it's so common sense, you know, and the idea that, oh, they're coming for your guns, they're just shredding the site. Like, that's such nonsense. I mean, that's an idiotic and dumb man's response.
Well, how the hell will they come for your guns when there are only 330 million men, women, and children in the country, and over 400 million guns in the hands of those individuals? So for someone like me who don't own a gun, that means somebody's got my gun several times over, right?
That's right.
So this idea that they're coming to get your steel, to take your weapons from you, is just BS. And people just need to get away from that line of thinking. Regulating the use of weapons, sort of putting in appropriate controls for access to those weapons, is not the same as not allowing you to own a gun or coming in and taking what you already own from you. Look, you're required to register by law. You're required to take a test to use a firearm, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it's not like this is an absolute, you just walk into a store, hey, I'll take the Smith & Wesson, the 3 Uzis, and a pack of cigarettes. I mean, that's just not how this works. So why do we act like that's how it works?
Right.
It's crazy.
I mean, it's no different than, I mean, we require you, if you want to drive a vehicle, to go through a process to show that you can do so confidently and safely. And if you actually have a mental condition of some kind, the threshold to be able to do that is much higher as well. It should be, it's common sense.
You don't get a license if you don't have the correct eye vision. Okay.
Right.
They make you go get a pair of glasses. All right. And if you don't want to wear glasses, you don't get the driver's license. this is not complicated. It just isn't, you know? I mean, so if the government can do that.
Right. And track every car in America. We know where it is.
We know who owns it.
Yes. We know who's responsible for it. Like, it's insured. I mean,
they build the tracker in the car when they assemble it. I'm just like, come on. What are you talking about? It's enough to make you drink. I swear. It really is.
Why do you think I listen to country music so much?
You working me there, baby. We're getting close.
Thanks for listening to this quick take from the Michael Steele podcast. Now, we'll be back with a full show soon. But in the meantime, you can go to Apple Podcasts, review us, give us 5 stars. Yes, we like the 5-star rating. Or you can listen on Stitcher, iHeart, TuneIn, or wherever you get your podcast on. Catch you later, folks.
I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. I created the Sportsmanship Foundation to promote and educate parents and athletes about the role of good sportsmanship in our development. Learn more at winnersunlimited.com. That's winnersunlimited.com.
Everyone loses golf balls, even the pros. When you need golf balls, go to lostgolfballs.com, the world's largest inventory of used golf balls. All the top brands, in stock, 50% off retail. lostgolfballs.com.